Hi, everyone. Welcome to Living a Five-Star Life. Subscribe, like, share, do what you got to do so you never miss out on one of our future episodes.
This podcast and our mission is to be the positive in your day. On top of that, we are determined to help you live your best life.
I'm Tim Ellis.
And I'm Paul Napoli. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode.
All right. Zoomy, isn't that a thing? Team Umizoomi. Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
Team Umizoomi. What's that?
Shut up. Well, your kid's old. Umizoomi. It's a show on Nickelodeon.
Of course.
Team Umizoomi. You don't know? All right. You don't know?
I don't know. I miss the days where I knew all that.
Oh, man. Those days are gone.
Your kids, do you remember the Wiggles?
We didn't really get into the Wiggles.
Didn't get into the Wiggles. Let's see what else. What was big when Nathan was?
Caillou? Barney?
No. Barney was already outdated by the time Nathan was going through his stages there.
Yep, that's true.
It was Wiggles. It was, what's that weird dude? Yo Gabba Gabba.
What? Never heard.
Yo Gabba Gabba?
Nope.
Yeah,
no clue.
That was a show. That was a big show.
Wow. Different.
They're always changing it up. They're always changing it up.
We should make a cartoon.
Okay. I'm in.
We should make a cartoon. You know what the cartoon could be? I was thinking about this. Yeah, I thought about
martial arts.
I mean, that's a cool cartoon. But I was thinking a grasshopper that has a family and just lives an everyday life like a human, but they're grasshoppers and it's a cartoon.
Interesting. Interesting. Interesting cartoon.
You don't like the idea?
We'll work on this.
Huh? Okay. All right. Well, maybe
I like it. I mean, it's a good idea.
Maybe after coffee. We need more coffee before we create a cartoon.
We're grasshoppers living in a big field.
Yeah, just the life of like a grasshopper. Like the dad grasshopper like goes to work.
Yeah. You know,
the kid grasshoppers go on the bus.
There's not a bus. There's no buses.
Yeah.
They're grasshoppers.
Yeah, but it's like they're human. Do you ever watch TV?
Oh, gotcha. So it's like SpongeBob SquarePants under the sea.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but
I gotcha.
It's grasshoppers.
All right. Yeah. Let's do it. I like the idea.
What are we going to call it?
I have no clue. It's too soon and I'm two sips into my coffee, but I like it.
You don't like it.
You know, I like it because I'm your friend.
You know what? And that brings us to
we're segueing right into our podcast because friends have to back each other up on goals. And Paul, man, if you want to make a grasshopper cartoon, I am all in. I'm here for your support. I'm here to support you.
I appreciate your support. See, that's a good friend. That is a positive influence in my life. Are we really going?
Let's go. What are we waiting for? First of all, good seeing you last week.
Dude, I love seeing you every week again. This is great. Oh, you mean in person?
No, yeah, in person. I actually saw you for like 30 seconds.
That's wild. Yeah, you guys came out. I appreciate you guys coming out. I love that you guys always come out. Like Frank Duva's there, you, Mike, like you guys are always there. I love it.
Duva and the baby Duvas.
Yeah, wow.
One,
he's
two. Did you see him flexing?
He's always flexing.
Always flexing that.
Flecking Frank.
Duva.
Frank's always flecking.
He's flecking, flexing. Flecking. Frank the Duva and the baby Duvas.
The baby Duvas.
I wonder if he listens to us. He better listen to this episode because we're calling him out.
He should listen to us. Everybody should listen to us.
Yeah, but it was great, man. What a test.
Yeah, that was fun. That was really, really fun.
Congrats to all the newly five-star black belts.
Yes, some third degrees, second degrees, first. There's a lot, 18 candidates out there. They all did really, really, really well. It was fun to be there and see everybody. And I always get such an energy rush from that test and those events and being up there. I miss being up there.
So I know what it's like from a student perspective, but I can only imagine what it's like from a sensei's perspective and like an instructor's perspective to see the growth and to see the progress. And it's just, it's incredible. Anytime Five Star puts on one of their black belt tests, I love going and watching. And, you know, it's because I've been through it. I know what it's like.
It's intense. It's like a proud parent moment. That's how it is as the instructor. It is a proud parent moment because you remember the times, whether it be kids or adults, the times where it was hard to get them to class, the times where, you know, they didn't earn their stripe or they had any type of adversity to overcome, any type of obstacle to overcome. You know, not everybody has that. Some students, like all the way through for whatever, 3 to 5 years, everybody experience is some sort of obstacles, but everybody's are different levels. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Some are so much harder, we'll say, but it's crazy. It's so fun to see them overcome that. And then you kind of think back to even the adults, like I'll take you for an example. Like I remember when, you know, whatever, your student of the month, right? Remember that student of the month picture? You were like 476 pounds.
That's huge. You, almost 300. I think it was 290.
Yeah. Yeah, so you like you think of that and like the not uncoordinated, not you weren't uncoordinated, but just the growth from where it was to where it became, and
yeah,
you know, so you remember those things, you think about those things, and it's a very like I don't know if nostalgic is the right word, but it's a very like emotional type of weekend. Being through the tests and stuff and just going through like all of that, all of the, how they got there. I don't know. It's wild.
First of all, just going through that, the program and becoming a black belt is a challenge. And we're talking today about being around positive people. And the one thing that Five Star has always done is created that environment where it is always positive. And you walk through those doors and the energy is like through the roof the second you walk in. And the friendships that you build, Team Red Alert, that was our team. We named our team and we are like to this day, like we are still, you know, we're family. It's we've created like beyond friendships and we're like a family and it all is around trust, caring, support, loyalty, and, you know, just caring for each other and just being positive around each other. And that, that carried us through all of our training and beyond. And it's truly what our topic is today is being around the positive environment and positive people and surrounding yourself around that. You know, make sure you're surrounding yourself with good people. You know, there you can have friends, which are those people, right? And then you can have acquaintances. Acquaintances are people you know, people you've been around, but they're not always wishing the best for you. They don't always wish, you know, they don't really care about your goals. They don't care about you that closely enough where your friends are much different. You know, when you talk about friendship and being around supportive people, that's what we're talking about today is being around positive, supportive people. Those are your friends.
That was incredible. You have a way of doing this. This is just our normal BS conversation pre-podcast. Let's throw on the recording in case there's anything of value that comes out. Oh, how it was nice seeing you. The test was great, blah, blah, blah. And then you segue it right into how Five Star creates that positive environment for positive people. And then you guys meet and your friends and, you know, wow, great job. Every time you just nail it. But anyhow, so ironically, like one of my bullet points that I wanted to bring up was finding your Five Star, whether it be something like Five Star Martial Arts, where, you know, there's that group of positive energy, that group of people whose main purpose is to help you succeed and to quite frankly, be that positive in your life, or a bowling league, you know, it could be anything. What are you into? What are you interested in? You know, with adults and the martial arts, most of the time, at least in my experience, I'm sure this is different. If maybe an MMA gym would be different. Really even a studio like ours might be different, but my experience is most of the adults that start in the martial arts start it for a different reason than like the self-defense aspect of it. So it could be the fitness side of it. Could be just, you were sitting on the side, right? With your son was taking classes and it was like, hey, why don't you should give this a shot. And, you know, you're not really thinking, oh, I want to do karate. Like, I don't imagine a lot of adults start karate like, oh, I really want to get into karate. It's just not that type of thing, in my opinion. So the adults that come out there usually start for a different reason. But what ends up happening is they create these bonds and these relationships. And this is like now their friend group. Like this is their crew now. It's, I don't know, it's an incredible thing to see. But, you know, you nailed it when you said that the place is just full of positive energy. And, you know, I encourage anybody listening to find your place that's like that. You know, being a part of a positive environment, that's going to bring you those friends, we'll say, that have the same values, that have the same thought process. So find your five star. It could be martial arts class, could be a group fitness facility, could be a bowling league, a softball league, kickball. You know, if you're not into sports, like you, there's so much out there, and it's not like it used to be where you couldn't find it, man. Just hop on there and Google. Could be pickleball.
My pickleball.
Tim group. and his group of pickleballers there. You got Betty. But find your crew, you know, find something that you enjoy doing that brings joy to you. And in that atmosphere, you're going to find people, right, that are happy, positive types of people that share the same thoughts as you. So not thoughts, but same like values as you. Does that make sense?
A thousand percent.
Love it.
I love it too, man. It was, it's pretty much what we got for you this week.
That's our podcast. That's, I mean, you can only say so much. The thing with being surrounded by positive people is it not only does it put you in that good mood or put you in that positive mood, but it takes you away from that drama. It takes you away from the negativity that is so easy to get sucked into. You know, if your group of friends, if your core group is getting together, hanging out, and what you guys are doing when you're talking or texting is talking about other people and being negative and things like that, that's draining on you. But it's such an easy thing to do. I remember years ago, I used to get sucked into it because it was so easy. Like somebody just starts talking negatively and it's easy to hop on that. It's not productive. It's not, it gets you absolutely nowhere.
I think sometimes you see those groups that are talking negative, and I feel like some people just end up in them and feel like to be part of that group, they got to participate.
100%.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
absolutely.
Like, because if they don't, now they're, well, what's your problem? Like, yeah, you know, it's right. Those are the type of relationships you got to really, really be careful of and look out for, because they're generally going to harm you or hurt you in some way.
Like you said, you know, boom, there's the podcast. Surround yourself with the right people, the people who will bring that positivity to you.
The negative road is the easiest road you can take. If you find yourself heading down that path, jump off it quickly. Get off it. Don't be negative. Understand that everybody's different. Everybody has their own goals, has their own idea of what they want their life to look like, and you should be supportive in whatever that is.
Spot on.
I love it. And, you know, one final, I assume final bullet point, I think we're getting there already.
Yeah,
is,
quick one.
Be that person for somebody though, right? So in your crew or your group, and if you don't have one yet, that's fine too. Like we're talking about, find that group. Find even if it's just that person. You know, Tim, obviously you're that one of those people for me. You know, I know hundreds, if not thousands of people. I could tell you my friend list is five or less, like in one hand, you know, the actual friend. I use, to me, the word friend is a lot like the word love. I might love life and love everything and this and that, but true, like love, you know, there's only a few people that you have that genuine love for. And, you know, friends, I use that friend word the same. So find that person or those people, that group that you can say you love, that they're your friends, you know, that I don't know how to describe it, but it's an important piece to your life. So important that you don't just throw the word around, right? You don't just say, they're my friend. This is my friend. That's my friend. I used to think I had a lot of friends way back when, right? You wanted to be popular, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I got all these friends. Well, you know, no, you grow up and you realize that they weren't necessarily your friends. They were just people who you knew or people that you hung out with. You know, a friend to me is a much deeper meaning. It's somebody who you do share those same values or similar values. You look at life in a similar light.
Yeah.
And, you know, you help each other through this game of life. So
life is about being happy and happiness, and it's not a popularity contest. And a lot of people just go out, oh, and they have all these friends, but really a lot of those people aren't your friends.
To me, positivity and happiness and the opposite, negativity, sadness, it's like contagious. Like,
yeah,
if you're hanging with somebody who is a Debbie Downer, a victim all the time, you know, draining, that's how you feel.
Yeah.
Right. If you're hanging with somebody who's happy, excited about life and positive, that's how you feel, right? It's contagious.
For sure.
So it's so important to find that happiness.
Yeah. I've been around a lot of different environments, work environments, you know, the fire service environments and different groups, right? Five star. I have that group that, and I have tight friendships there. And same thing with the fire department. Again, there's a handful of people that I trust with my life in the fire service. And, you know, and at 911, same thing, a group of people there that just go through a lot together. And those type of environments also have the ability to just grow that trust and that loyalty and that bond. Because you can understand each other. You can understand what people are going through. And what annoys me the most, I'll just use a 911 example, is we get calls from people all day long, right? You know, domestic violence. We get people that are stuck in relationships, friendships that are just torn to the point of, you know, physical harm. And like, it blows my mind because I'm not allowed to give any sort of advice or guidance over the phone. But just leave, get out of that toxic environment or relationship, and your life will immediately change and get so much better. And look for positive people to you know, create your new life or start your new life. It's very sad out there how many stories I could tell you about victims of all sorts of abuse, right? So, and they're stuck in these environments. They're not in positive. They're not in positive environments and they're not around positive people. And that's what we're talking about here. I mean, it can get very, very serious. We're talking about, oh, you know, for some of the, you know, bonds we've built and what true friendships are, but man, there's some people out there that are struggling. And I guess my advice to you is get out.
Yeah.
You have a choice. Get out. It's very sad, but
so
it let's is. End. I don't want to be a Debbie Downer. So I want to end on a positive note. Get out. Find positive people in your life and Paul, go.
No, I was going to say, so we'll give you homework. We'll end on this little homework for you. Take inventory of your current texting list, people who you text with on a daily basis or people who you communicate with on a daily basis, whether it be work, extracurricular activities, family, and those people who aren't bringing the joy or the positivity or the people who are constantly maybe bringing you down or sucking you into that negativity. Stuff. Take an inventory of those people, and slowly start to back away from those who maybe a little negative or you know, not that positive influence or that positive person. And then, you know, sometimes you might not want to completely disengage with these people, right? Maybe you've built friendships for your whole life. Maybe it's a family member, so maybe you don't want to completely disengage. But if you go into the conversation or the time that you're with that person or those people, understanding that that's not necessarily that you don't share the same values or the same beliefs when it comes to, you know, comes to this, then go into those conversations, understanding that and not letting it affect you. Does that kind of, it's almost like you're preparing for a self-defense situation. You're preparing yourself for this and you're like, I'm not going to let this bring me down. I'm keeping this relationship with this person because, you know, we've built this relationship and, you know, maybe they're a negative person, but maybe they need you, or maybe they're a negative person. but you've been friends with for so long that there's also some good things about them, right? I mean,
right.
Just because somebody's negative doesn't mean like they're the worst person in the world. So,
don't go to your phone tomorrow and just go, all these people suck.
Like you're out of my life.
And,
like,
and right. It's okay to keep those relationships going, but maybe in doses. Yeah. And don't be afraid to have a conversation. Like, dude, you're bringing me down.
Yeah.
Seriously, I'm just, as your friend, I'm being honest with you. And I just, it's too much. So
your
don't
happiness
be afraid to have
very
those.
Important.
That's right. Your happiness is very important for exactly. And having a conversation I think some people get to the point where they're so negative all the time that they don't even realize it anymore.
Oh, yeah.
That negative.
Absolutely.
And maybe they need a good friend to be straight up honest with them, going, dude, let's go for a run. Let's go for a walk. Let's try to get rid of some of that bad energy and like you said, be that friend for them and let's fill you up with some positive energy, whatever that might be. You know, yesterday I had the day off and long week at work and went to Five Star and Anna kicked my butt.
Boom, love
it. Felt great, right? But I had probably a 2-hour window where I just had some alone time and I needed to clear some stuff. So I am not that negative person. So I got on my bike and I rode 21, 22 miles. And then I got back and I just felt energized, man. And all that negative energy that was kind of overwhelming me from the week, right? Things that build up. And that's the thing. Negativity can build up. It's not just always there. It can be things that are bothering you or things that are happening. And I knew it got to a point where I needed to get rid of it. And so I wrote it. I wrote it out.
I love it. Like being self-aware like that. And a lot of people don't take that time to do that. I think that's great that, obviously you're very in tune with yourself mentally, physically, like you're in tune with your body and your thought process. So to be that way, to be intentional, to live intentionally, that's spot on exactly what you should do. And it's funny because it was almost like when you said that, I chuckled because it reminded me of like when I listened to like, we'll say millionaires and such, right? I've got big dreams, big goals with everything, but financially is one of them, of course. And I listen to a lot of people who I want to be like, right? That's kind of how I try to level my game up is I read books, I do, listen to podcasts and listen to different coaching sessions. So, one of like the main things is like they wake up early. They're like, I wake up, So they're telling you about their day. Like, I wake up at 4 a.m., kind of like you. But you sounded just like them when you're like, all I did is I just rode my bike 20 miles. Some people are like, I can't ride my bike a half a mile, but that's your thing. Like, I don't know. You sounded just like a Grant Cardone type of person. Like
I'll take, that's a good compliment.
Or Tony Robbins, like a Tony Robbins.
Love it. I love
awesome.
It.
Awesome stuff, man. Hey. So that's our podcast for today, right? That's
it, man. That's what we got
for
you guys.
Find those positive people. Find that positivity in your life.
And be the positive person. Be the positive person. So with that, guys, again, we'll just kind of revamp. Week one, we talked about positivity as a whole. Week two, we talked about gratitude. And then today was really about the friendships that you have. And surrounding yourself with the right people. That's important in everything that you do. That's what we got for you guys. Paul, I don't think I have anything else.
Me either.
Checking my notes.
It's over. And drop mic.
Drop mic. Take it away.
All right. And take it away. So we're going to end this podcast like we end every podcast.
Oh, God. I'm in Syracuse, New York. Paul's in North Carolina, and we look at each other through a Zoom picture, and we're trying to like give each other clues.
It's
your turn. It's your turn.
So we're gonna end this podcast like we end every podcast, and remind you that we get one chance here on this earth to live every day to the fullest. Live every day like it could be your last day here on earth. Enjoy life and find those positive people.
Let's go. Good job. All right. See you guys next week.